Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, despite the fact that there appears to be an almost total breakdown of any sort of consensus on things that ought to unite Americans. Isn't it incredible? Wouldn't you think that if we had an alien invasion? I mean, remember the old movie Independence Day? If there are all kinds of man-eating aliens or man-destroying aliens who come to conquer planet Earth, the assumption is that even different nations that are competitive, the United States and China and even Taiwan and North Korea, would all get together to defend humanity. Well, the same sort of thing. We had what President Trump called, and it was a decent designation, the silent invader, the invasion of COVID-19. And there was a broad, widespread assumption by many, many people that this would actually unite the country. Nothing is more divisive right now than some of the issues involving COVID. That is, if not for some of the other issues that have been dividing Americans for a long time, like the issue of homelessness and what to do about it, and whether big cities are actually helping themselves by encouraging what is called compassion, but isn't compassion at all. It's indulgence and it's destruction and it's harm for people who are going without housing to encourage them to come to big cities and camp out and have a ball. And now there are two stories from the Northwest that are just incredible in that regard. There's also a mayor of Boston, a Democratic mayor. Of course, it's Boston, after all. First black female mayor in the history of Boston. She's in the midst of a re-election fight because she took over after Marty Walsh, who had been the longtime mayor, took the job of labor secretary in the Biden administration. Okay, she just has attacked her colleague in New York City. That would be Bill de Blasio, who was thinking seriously of running for governor, given the fact that that Andrew Cuomo is really fading into history, even as we speak. So the mayor of Boston, Kim Janey, has said that basically what they're doing in New York with vaccine mandates for people going into restaurants, to go into restaurants or nightclubs or theaters, you'd have to show proof that you were vaccinated. She's comparing that to slavery. No, really. Think about it. Slavery. How was that slavery? She compared it to slavery and birtherism. What does that have to do with birtherism? You don't have to show your birth certificate. You just have to show proof that you're vaccinated. And speaking of proof that you're vaccinated, we'll be talking to one of the physicians and economists, and she's both, who has written in the New York Times about what may be the ultimate solution to getting people vaccinated, which is that if you don't get vaccinated, if you still think you're going to be safer without the vaccine, okay, you'll pay a price for it in your insurance premiums, because obviously you're increasing your risk of getting sick and needing very, very expensive care, which is what is involved with care for COVID-19. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. First off, this is one of those headlines that, honest to goodness, I think I will remember. Because just when you think we couldn't fall much deeper into a puddle and a stinking fetid puddle of discarded needles and human waste and just awful garbage. If you think we couldn't fall any deeper, then consider this headline. Amid violence at Seattle courthouse, sheriff orders staff to work remotely. In other words, rather than the sheriff's deputies sort of riding in like the cavalry, like you'd like to think they would, to rescue the courthouse and city hall from the thugs and creeps and losers, who have taken over City Hall Park under the guise of homeless compassion, that rather than the sheriff's department coming in to defend people against this, they were waving up the white flag saying, "No, we'll work at home. We can't. We're sheriff's deputies. That is simply too dangerous for us to go into City Hall and into the courthouse." The report on that situation from Cairo 7. This is clip 45.
Sending many of her employees home. Those are workers in things like public records and IT. Well, today we met an investigator and an attorney who are afraid too, and they're both retired police officers.
I'm always worried about walking down here.
We met Raj Johal on his way into the King County Courthouse. The retired Bellevue police detective is now a criminal defense investigator.
Normally I carry a gun, but it's a hassle carrying a gun. Even retired, I can still carry it, but I have to check it in. But I don't trust walking around here because I feel I'm going to get mugged.
Last week, a courthouse employee was sexually assaulted in a courthouse restroom. A sheriff's deputy heard her cries for help. Clint Jory, a registered sex offender, was arrested and charged. With pushes to close the park to improve safety, today Sheriff Missy Johannick made it clear she isn't waiting for others to act. She sent this email to her employees. Effective immediately, due to the unsafe environment around the courthouse, administration, parking garage, and corrections facilities, and concerns from labor unions, we're returning to 100% remote telework for professional staff members who do not routinely interact with the public. She goes on to say, "I'm committed to doing all we can to make this a safe workplace."
It's always been bad, but now with the tents and all this other stuff and all the needles and everything, it's escalated to the point where it's at today. It's horrible.
Tom Olmstead is a criminal defense attorney. He used to have his office across the street. He understands why employees are worried.
I can understand their concern, sure. I wouldn't want to do it if I wasn't armed.
A plan is in the works for the Public Defenders Association to lease 150 hotel rooms for people currently living in the park. The price tag of the Just Care program is $15 million. Romulo Valdez is in law school at Seattle U, doing an externship with a Superior Court judge.
It's kind of like a false sense of security because you see this, it's a security so visible, but then something like this happens and you realize that, you know, there's only so much they can do.
This city has gone downhill. I've been here since 1982, and it's sad that it's where it's at today. Totally. It's disgusting.
Disgusting is right. Did you hear that? They're going to rent hotel rooms to try to get the thugs and the muggers and the rapists and the addicts and the delusional zombies who are occupying City Hall Park. They're going to offer them free accommodations and hotels. By the way, most of them won't take it. Many of them won't take it. Watch. And then that there will be that problem. Reagan Dunn, who did very, very well in his primary, he's running for re-election, and boy, does he deserve it. He needs it. Reagan Dunn, who is a member of the King County Council, has called for just closing down City Hall Park. I actually think they should do something else, which is establish, look, we need more police officers. We need to enlarge the police force. Rather than spending that money on hotel rooms for these people, how about spending money for round-the-clock police presence in City Hall Park? It's right next to City Hall. You're protecting the functions of democracy. And you have police presence, and if you, first of all, clear out all the tents and all the garbage, clear it out, make it nice, put up a fence, and it should be open to families or the public, and an officer would stop someone if you see someone opening a tent, and then close it at night. There's no reason somebody has to be at City Hall Park at night. For God's sake, and instead, they're going to ask people to work at home from the sheriff's department? By the way, something maybe even more important than the sheriff's department and courthouses and the city government, an iconic burger joint is closing its doors because of the homeless occupation in Portland. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Medved Show, just a quick word. We have a special going on, and the response has been just terrific, and I'm very delighted. It's for people to join up our new MedHead Plus service, and we've had a bunch of people who are already MedHead members who have upgraded to the MedHead Plus service, which is very inexpensive to do right now, or just start out. We've never been a MedHead before, but you join the service. It's 22 cents a day. It's less than 22 cents a day, actually. And you get access, of course, to the streaming version of this broadcast, commercial-free, so it goes fast and very substantive, as you know. And all of that is available to you 24/7 whenever you want it. But also available to you as a MedHead member is any downloading, any streaming of anything in the History Store, which is more than 80 different titles. It's close to 200 hours of a living history under the United States, about the Civil War, and about World War II, and about the American Revolution, and is America really a Christian nation, about the founding of the State of Israel and what is behind the Arab-Israeli conflict. We ought to send one of those to the Ben and Jerry folks. Ben Cohen, by the way, is committed to joining us next week, and I will look forward to that. But in any event, all of this is available, but it's only available at its discounted level, a 20% discount, until Monday. Next Monday. I don't know why they picked next Monday as the cutoff date, but they've been getting this terrific response. So for the introductory offer of $79 for new members, that's scheduled to end Monday. So go to michaelmedved.com right now and sign up for MedHead Plus for access to everything in the History Store for free and access to this show any time you want it. It's a great bargain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I don't know about bargain prices because I've never eaten there. They don't serve kosher hamburgers, but I understand they serve absolutely delicious hamburgers at a place called Burgerville in Portland. But they've always been popular. They've always done good business. But they're shutting down. Why? Because of homelessness and human waste and criminality having to do with a whole bunch of tents and people without conventional housing who have basically occupied that neighborhood. Here is the way it's covered on KOIN6 News in Portland. Listen.
Well, I talked to a guy who owns a bowling alley in that area, Jeff, and he says that he contacts leaders in Portland and Multnomah County regularly and feels, and he says they don't get back to them. He also says he wants leaders to just take small steps to make practical improvements. He says when you clear out the camps, they just pop right back up. He says that's not a solution. From now on, when you pass the Burgerville at 92nd and Powell, you'll see boarded up doors and windows and a marquee that reads, temporarily closed. The Northwest-based fast food chain says the decision comes after many months of worsening conditions, including rising crime and vandalism in the neighborhood.
We're disappointed that Burgerville would close temporarily. They're a partner in our community.
Tom Burke owns Kingpins, the bowling alley and arcade next to the restaurant. He's sad to see it close for now, but understands all too well the reason for the decision.
We are right next to a path that leads to the MAX station, you have children and families walking on that path next all the way up to the MAX station. And at any time, you can find hundreds of needles. Anytime they come out and clean up, they just are able to find so many needles and feces, and the property's really being used as a toilet. Our property's been used as a toilet.
Burke grew up in Portland. He says Kingpins is a family business. They have a location in Beaverton and opened a second one in southeast Portland in 2016 with the hope the area was on the cusp of developing. But as you can see, that hope is far from reality.
I mean, we have put our life and soul into these businesses here, and to see Portland go from where it was even as little as 5 years ago to where we are today, There's no question. It's disheartening. We put our life into this, but we don't really think that we're getting the support that we need from a business standpoint.
Burke tells us he reaches out to city and county leadership almost weekly, only to be ignored.
Really, we would like to have them just come out and just visit and explain to us really what are the next steps. The homeless crisis is certainly a very serious situation in Portland. We all know we've all been impacted by that, but this is really not the place to have homeless camps right next to our businesses.
Yeah, where do you want to put those homeless camps? How about basically uprooting them and prohibiting them, certainly on city property and parks? And again, that goes back to City Hall Park in Seattle. Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, my partner on this show for now, yeah, it's more than 25 years. But Jeremy just checked it out. It is a two-minute walk from City Hall Park to the wonderful folks at Salvation Army, who exist there to help the homeless who actually want to be helped and maybe are capable of being helped. And you can walk down to Salvation Army. You don't have to camp in City Hall Park where you are mugging people, trashing the environment, threatening people, forcing sheriff's department employees to work at home. What a disaster. The iconic Northwest chain, we're talking about Burgerville, which is mostly in Portland. We don't have many Burgervilles, if any, in the Seattle area. But I understand this is a great chain. They make famous hamburgers. It's sort of the hamburger equivalent of Dick's here in Seattle area. But to close down this location, and a company spokesperson said, the environment around the restaurant has deteriorated seriously. Police are now being called daily. Burgerville employees have found weapons, drug paraphernalia, and abundant human waste on the property. The neon-hued fast food restaurant shares a border with the Interstate 205 multi-use path and an Oregon Department of Transportation buffer that has hosted large homeless encampments starting this year. The responsibility for cleaning up at the encampments? Well, wait till you hear. We will get to that and more about whether vaccination mandates are like slavery. Mayor Boston says so. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As senators continue to go through the roughly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill and vote on amendments, Senate Democrats are also intent on passing their $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation human infrastructure package. Senate Minority Leader and Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell assures the reconciliation package won't have any support from Republicans.
If our colleagues want to ram through yet another reckless taxing and spending spree without our input, if they want all this spending and debt to be their signature legacy, they should leap at the chance to own every bit of it.
President Biden is recognizing the Asian American and Pacific Islander communities who are experiencing an uptick in hate crimes in mostly Democratic-run cities during the pandemic. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You can really sway people, you know it?
I'm trying.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, to go back to Portland for a moment, if we dare, and again, the crime situation, the murder situation in Portland, the desertion of, not desertion, but retirement of lots of police officers, the disbandment of an anti-crime unit, anti-gun violence unit that they once had at the Portland Police Department, all this is making the city into an increasing nightmare. And just today, there's a report from Portland about a guy being arrested after pulling a knife and making threats inside a McDonald's restaurant. That's about 400 feet away from the Burgerville that just closed because of the homelessness and the camps and the tents and the human waste and the discarded drug needles and everything else that's going on there. According to court documents, 35-year-old Justin Harrison had burst into the McDonald's Monday afternoon when the owner of the McDonald's on Southeast Powell Boulevard asked him to leave. He was hassling other people in the McDonald's. Portland police said the owner, who's black, by the way, was called, yes, the N-word, a racist slur, by the intruder, who also said, "If you don't get your black beep away, I'll kill you and burn down this building." The homeless guy who was in there then took out a knife, threatened the owner. This was not one of those little plastic knives you get at McDonald's. It's a knife. He took out a knife, threatened the owner again, and dragged the knife across the owner's car before he was arrested. The news report doesn't specifically say where his residence is, but the assumption is that he's one of the residents living in between the two burger joints. McDonald's is still open. Meanwhile, things are even worse in downtown Portland. This is a report from Hot Air. Business owners there have started hiring private security and buying bulletproof vests. They had hired private security at Burgerville before they closed it, but it didn't do any good. With shootings on the rise and law enforcement stretched thin, multiple businesses have been telling KATU that they're taking safety into their own hands. This includes adding bulletproof vests for staff. Multiple nightclubs in downtown Portland say they've invested in the body armor and armed security. Some locations, like Candy, are also patting down customers who come in the door. They say that with recent violence in the neighborhood, it's time to make changes. Other businesses have been begging the city for help. Mayor Wheeler says he is now going to fight for resources for more police. Hurrah. But he's having trouble finding officers to fill some of the jobs. Surprise, cops don't want to work in a city that hates and insults constantly the police. And then back to Seattle for just a moment, because it's just the Seattle violence at the courthouse. I mean, for God's sake, the whole idea of a courthouse is supposed to be dignity and order and assurance. That's why a judge walks in. You've seen enough movies, even if you haven't been to trials. What do they say when a judge walks in and they begin a court session and he or she is about to use the gavel, not to hit anybody else, but to bang on the podium? They say, all rise, right? And why do you do that? Because part of a functioning system is that, particularly in that courtroom, there has to be respect, dignity, security, safety. A courthouse is not a place where you expect to get raped in the bathroom. And by the way, this has nothing to do with the non-gendered bathrooms or the single-sex bathroom. This is just basic safety. Do something about thugs and criminals and homeless campers. And yes, very often those homeless campers are thugs and criminals with extensive criminal records. There was a series of statements by 33 King County Superior Court judges and four judge commissioners who issued a statement citing dire conditions and asked the Seattle Parks and Recreation Superintendent, Jesus Aguirre, to shut down City Hall Park and relocate the residents of one sprawling encampment that's immediately south of the downtown county courthouse. The courthouse, county administration building, jail, and city hall are all within one block of each other downtown. Where do you think is a better place of those places for some of the homeless campers? City hall, the county administration building, the courthouse, or the jail? I mean, what are we talking about here? This has reached such a level of insanity that if the more moderate candidate, and he's not really a moderate, but he's certainly more moderate than people currently on the city council, Bruce Harrell led the primary that we just held on Tuesday, and he got an estimated 38% of the vote, and his next highest contender is Lorena Gonzalez with 29%. If Bruce Harrell focused like a laser beam on just bringing order and safety and cleanup to downtown, which used to be known as one of America's most vibrant downtowns, one of America's most dynamic downtowns, he'll win in a landslide and deserve to win, and it should not be impossible. The judges and commissioners say in their statement, "We are writing out of deep concern for the safety of jurors, courthouse employees, the general public, and those who find themselves unhoused and sheltering in and around City Hall Park. As you know, conditions in and around the King County Courthouse vicinity, including City Hall Park, have been in a critical, unsafe, and unhealthy stage for years. As a matter of last resort to address these matters, we are requesting that you close City Hall Park." And that should be possible, but not closing it to the general public, closing it to people who want to try to live there. Because, again, this is not a discrimination against poor people. The discrimination against poor people is occupying parks and letting the parks go to hell, because that's the only place poor people have to recreate. Rich people who are coming into downtown Seattle from other parts of the east side or out of town or even the more wealthy parts of Seattle. When you're rich and you have a big backyard and you have you don't need a public park. But I always go back to the reality that my late father used to take my late grandfather, who was a very poor man, I worked as a barrel maker, to League Island Park in South Philadelphia. And that was a precious place for them, because that was where poor people like my grandfather could actually experience some of the open air and trees and flowers and some of those aspects of life that make life worth living. And instead, we are giving up to and surrendering to and now making new sacrifices and new investments to people who make life not worth living, but trash, basically, everything that solid citizens, normal citizens cherish. This is an outrage, and it is a fundamental outrage. And you think about that, just talking about that hamburger place that closed in Portland, I am sure that that very successful franchise, Burgerville, it took blood and sweat and huge effort to build up something like that, that's successful. And now, look, they have to close it? What about the people who lose their jobs? What about the people who lose their favorite place to go out with their family? I mean, the idea that you are prioritizing people who are going to run down social order rather than people who maintain it, shame. We'll be right back. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Will socialism or free markets decide the future of Washington State? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but they cannot do it alone. Join WPC Friday, October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency for their Western Washington annual dinner event and support market-based reforms for our state. Internationally acclaimed CEO and free market champion John Mackey will deliver the keynote address. In addition to being among the world's most successful business leaders, Mackey launched Conscious Capitalism, a vigorous defense of private enterprise and its power to do good. Mackey warns we cannot surrender future generations to the trickle-up poverty of socialism. Help promote the positive power of markets. Washington Policy Center's annual dinners have become among the nation's biggest events of their kind. Get tickets and information at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's an extraordinary statement that is going to be much heard during the upcoming campaign. And I don't mean just the campaigns that are going to be going on for the governor of Virginia or for the mayor of New York City. Well, that campaign is the primaries, at least, are settled. But I'm talking about the campaign across the country for control of the House of Representatives, because a member of the House, one of the most obnoxious and, in fact, insufferable members of the House, a self-righteous fool, frankly, named Cori Bush, the newly elected Democrat from Missouri. She, of course, became famous for camping out on the White House steps and getting President Biden to allow some kind of extension. I don't know how you do it. It is not according to the Constitution, as the president himself has acknowledged it's not. But they are putting forward a continuation of the extension on evictions that was ordered not by the Department of Housing and Urban Development, not by the Department of Homeland Security, but by the Centers for Disease Control. This is unreal. But with all of that, the Democrat Cori Bush made a statement speaking outside the U.S. Capitol again about how she deserves more security during this turbulent time, but the American people do not. Security for me, but not for thee. And the idea being she still strongly supports defund the police. Listen carefully and think how well this is going to fit in campaign ads for Republican candidates in the upcoming election. This is clip 8.
I'm going to make sure I have security because I know I have had attempts on my life and I have too much work to do. There are too many people that need help right now for me to allow that. So if I end up spending $200,000, if I spend $10 more dollars on it, you know what? I get to be here to do the work. So suck it up, and defunding the police has to happen. We need to defund the police and put that money into social safety net.
Okay. She is talking now, and I want to make this clear. She's not talking about spending public money on her private security. She's talking about spending her own money. I don't know where she gets it. She's not supposed to be, at least, a person of means. And as a matter of fact, her campaign paid $15,000 for security services to Nathaniel Davis. And her filings also showed that her campaign, it's not her personal money, it's her campaign money, which you're not supposed to use for personal expenses, but had paid $54,120 to New York-based RS&T Security Consulting between April 15th and June 28th. So between April and June, so April, May, June, they're spending $54,000. Yeah, that comes out to more than $200,000 a year, which is a lot of money. Jen Psaki was asked about that this morning because it is deeply disturbing with security going down in virtually every American city. And it's not just Chicago, and it's not just Portland, and it's not just Seattle, and it's not just New York City. It's everywhere. And the sense of security is going down. And she says, I'm going to spend as much as I want. Well, that's because you can. What about the money that we all spend in taxes to provide for police services? And why do you want at the same time that you're spending all of this money from your campaign? It's not your personal money. It's your campaign money. It's people who donate to forward your very dubious message. But this is a blunder, and listen to the way that it's handled by the press secretary to the President of the United States, Jen Psaki, this morning. Clip 15.
I think we shouldn't lose the forest through the trees here, which is that a member of Congress, an elected official, is concerned that her life is threatened, and that's disturbing, that any elected official would have to suffer death threats and fear for their life. So I'm not going to comment, of course, on their security arrangements. I don't have any more details on that, but I think we should start with that point first. I will say that the president has been crystal clear that he opposes defunding the police. He has said that throughout his campaign for office. His record over the last several decades has made that clear. He has proposed increased funding for law enforcement and the COPS program, increased funding from his predecessor, who was, as you might note or be aware of, a Republican. So I'd note that his record is pretty clear on this. There may be some in the Democratic Party, including Congresswoman Bush, who disagree with him. That's okay. But I would say the majority of Democrats, we've seen this in polling, and the majority of members also agree that we should not defund the police.
Okay, that's a pretty clear statement, but even more clear statements from the President of the United States might help, because the defunding of the police that's really taken hold in places like Portland and in Minneapolis that have actually crippled policing in many American cities, that has taken place by Democrats, and the President should make it clear that he is opposed to what is going on. And I think the American people are increasingly. Cori Bush was asked to respond to those who branded her a hypocrite. An unapologetic Cori Bush hit back yesterday by telling critics to suck it up. I'm going to make sure I have security because I know I've had attempts on my life and I have too much work to do. There are too many people that need help right now. So if I end up spending $200,000, if I end up spending $10 more, you know what? I get to be here to do the work. And defunding the police, that has to happen. That's, of course, the next thing she said. So, in other words, when people say that there's a power mad aspect to the current liberal agenda, if you're cutting back on public safety and public officers and spending more and more and more donated money to build up your own little private protection force, doesn't that look exactly wrong? Exactly wrong? And by the way, the idea that Cori Bush is now a prominent Democrat, this is a terrible development. Speaking of terrible developments, there was a statement today on MSNBC by the chief physician at Children's Hospital in New Orleans, which is having a very, very tough time. His name is Mark Klein, and he talked about a new kind of COVID patient who is just streaming into that children's hospital. This is clip 10A.
Just about every pediatric facility in Louisiana is full tonight. And while we have a modest number of children admitted with COVID, it's a very high intensity care that these children demand. We currently have 11 in the hospital, 2 in our intensive care units. We've had totals as high as 20 over the past week, which far exceeds the number of children that we had on any given day throughout the entire course of the pandemic up until just the past week.
What are the ages of the children you're seeing suffering with COVID?
We're seeing the full age range from several weeks of age to late adolescence and everything in between. About half of the children are under 12 years of age and therefore are not eligible for vaccination just yet. And the other half are adolescents between 12 and 17 years of age and could be candidates for vaccination.
So what do you do about the changing face of COVID-19 and the fact that children who were once thought to be invulnerable, you don't have to worry about the children, don't have to worry about the children, well, now you do. What is the consensus on what to do? Dr. Elizabeth Rosenthal, who just wrote a very provocative and controversial piece in the New York Times, says one of the things that is going to have to change is getting those children insured. Getting anyone insured is going to have to reflect a difference in vaccination status, because it is so unequal, the same way that smoking cigarettes adds up and adding to your insurance bill a lot. So, too, avoiding vaccination, which increases the chances of your requiring very expensive medical care, ends up increasing your risk a lot and maybe will start increasing the cost of your insurance. Is that a way to finally take some kind of action on the ongoing insurance and ongoing pandemic crisis with the vaccine resistance? We will talk to Dr. Rosenthal coming right up. We will also be speaking about a stunning new poll, and it's a new poll of the whole state of California, not just the and not just the people who are likely to vote. That's what's so amazing about it. It shows that people want a new governor. But which new governor? This may not be a good surprise for folks. We will get to all of that coming up with so much to talk about in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.